News, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
In Paris, France mobilizing 10,000 police and security personnel to guard potential terror targets, including some 700 Jewish schools.
They want not only to kill Jews, they want to kill our freedom.
Roger Kuckerman of France's Jewish Institute. Today, though, the focus is on any potential terrorist still free to kill again. French police are now convinced the kosher supermarket gunman, Amadi Coulibaly, had help. And the prime suspect, his common-law wife, is now known to have left France before that attack. Yesterday's march here of more than a million people, an extraordinary show of national unity. Now the hard work begins of making sure the 17 dead from last week's attacks are the last victims. I'm Vicky Barker in Paris. Now with more CBS News, here's Frank Settapani.
In Peshawar, Pakistan, the school where Taliban gunmen massacred 150 people has reopened. A wounded teacher who returned to the school today lost her own son in the attack. She stopped by his classroom.
Sat there on his seat, seen many creative activities of my boy. It's not that simple for a mother to see all these things.
Getting to work today won't be easy for drivers from Missouri to New England. Government forecaster Patrick Burke says they'll be facing a mix of sleet, snow, and rain.
We're looking at about a tenth of an inch of ice in a lot of places, likely to make the roads slick, especially for the early morning rush hour.
Low-income youngsters enrolled in Head Start programs do better in school, but that may not be the only benefit. Live to CBS News correspondent Heather Bosch.
More than 10% of kids who were obese when they entered Head Start slimmed down to a normal weight by the end of a year. University of Michigan researchers admit their study had limitations, but they say it's important because obesity disproportionately affects the poor. Many Head Start programs that serve low-income families give children two meals a day and provide their families with nutrition information.
Divers have recovered the flight data recorder from Air Asia Flight 8501. The cockpit voice recorder is still trapped by debris below the surface of the Java Sea. The nationwide average price for a gallon of gas is down to $2.20 in Trilby Lundberg's latest survey. That's a six-year low, but it may be about as low as prices go.
We might see a few more pennies just in follow-through from this price crash and then come to a halt.
CBS's Steve Futterman tells us a coming-of-age movie created the most buzz at last night's Golden Globe Awards.
The big winner was Boyhood. Director Richard Linklater was the man behind the project, which was filmed over a 12-year period.
Every year we did it, no one drifted away. We gained momentum.
Acting winners included Julianne Moore and Michael Keaton. On the TV side,
Transparent.
The Amazon Video On Demand series Transparent won Best Comedy Series, the first Globe ever for Amazon.
The Colts and Packers won yesterday's NFL playoff games. Tonight it's Oregon and Ohio State in college football's first championship game. S&P futures are up 12 points. This is CBS News.
Hi, welcome to Staples. Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information equal housing lender license law 50 states and LLS number 3030.
A small church in the Phoenix suburbs is getting its day before the Supreme Court. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato tells us what the case is about.
A local squabble over sign laws has become a potentially significant constitutional case. The Supreme Court is looking at regulations in Gilbert, Arizona that treat different signs differently. Signs for certain events, such as church services, face tighter restrictions than ones for political candidates or homeowners associations. The court is considering whether common regulations such as these focus too much on a sign's contents and therefore might run afoul of free speech protections.
Anita Ekberg, the striking Swedish beauty queen who became a Hollywood sex symbol in the 1960s, has died. She was 83. Ekberg starred in one of the most memorable scenes in film history, wading into Rome's fabled Trevi Fountain in a black velvet dress in Federico Fellini's 1960 movie La Dolce Vita. The film was shot in January, and Ekberg said her legs felt like icicles. Frank Settapani, CBS News.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
This is Charles Osgood. If back, muscle, or joint pain is something you're starting the new year with, make a resolution to stop it with Salonpas Jet Spray. This fast-acting, no-mess spray contains two powerful pain-relieving ingredients that soothe muscle and joint pain. Salonpas Jet Spray is easy to apply, easy to carry with you, and it has the strength to last for up to 8 hours between applications. Look for the blue bottle with the blue cap. Salonpas, for targeted relief.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
This morning on WCHL, Chapel Hill town leaders are being forced to get creative when looking at options to maintain the transit services that have been offered in the town for many years.
We need to come up with and develop a financial sustainability model for our transit system.
The Hillsborough Board of Commissioners will revisit the subject of the historic Colonial Inn in a discussion that includes an offer from the UNC School of Government to study the cost of saving that crumbling landmark. And two local nonprofits are pitching a plan to the Carborough Alderman to collaborate on building an arts and innovation center downtown, but not everybody is on board. These stories and more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports this morning, UNC head coach Roy Williams says he never doubted his team would rally on Saturday afternoon to beat Louisville by one in the last few seconds of the game. And
if the Tar Heel freshmen keep improving, watch out.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
707, 38 degrees in Chapel Hill. Our temperature is going to stay pretty much right there all day long, upper 30s. And actually, it may get a little warmer, made into the low 40s today, but not any warmer than that. A little bit breezy. Tonight, cloudy with widespread drizzle, chance of rain, near steady temperatures, upper 30s. And then tomorrow, more of the same on the way. We could get all the way down to freezing tomorrow night, but not until then. Chapel Hill town leaders are being forced to get a little creative when they look at options to maintain our transit services that have been offered in the town for years. WCHL's Blake Hodge has a look at what might be in store.
Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt says that the town is faced with a very clear problem.
We need to come up with and develop a financial sustainability model for our transit system.
Now, the solution to that problem, however, may not be as cut and dry. At the last Chapel Hill Town Council meeting, a firm that had been hired by the town delivered the expected news that the state's second largest transit system, as it stands, is not sustainable in the long-term picture. That firm listed five options to bridge the gap from where the problem is to a solution: passing a tax to raise money for area transit, reducing services, charging a bus fare, choosing an option other than purchasing buses outright, and the bus system partners, the town of Chapel Hill, the town of Carborough, and UNC, all contributing more funding. Addressing these issues, Mayor Kleinschmidt says that charging a fare for buses may have a negative impact.
Fare-free buses don't work for every community, but it works really well here because of the unique partnership we have with the town of Carborough and the university, particularly the student body.
Kleinschmidt adds that charging a fare would reduce ridership, and that would eliminate the town's eligibility for certain grants. In terms of the partners in the transit system, the mayor says that UNC has already been forced to make tough decisions.
The university has already done some good work, and of course, it doesn't come without some tension. They've just started charging people to park in parking rides. They are making it even more challenging for their employees and guests to find parking, forcing them onto buses. So they're making those tough decisions. Now the town needs to do that as well.
Mayor Kleinschmidt says that the student body may decide to increase their transit fee that's built into tuition, a fee that the mayor says, to his knowledge, hasn't been voted on since it was originally approved in 2000. Kleinschmidt says that the town's tough decisions may involve reevaluating taxes.
Well, a couple years ago, we adjusted our transit tax rate. That may need to happen again.
But the mayor says that he has always been proud of the innovative paths that town leaders and residents have navigated to find a solution. And with the transit system, that path may be looking at new options for purchasing buses.
The question needs to be answered, do we need to own outright all of our buses? Maybe not. So there's lease options, and there are other options for owning automobiles. There are other options for owning any vehicle in a fleet. But we've not used them in the past. We've just purchased our buses outright.
All of the options that were suggested by the firm analyzing the system are still on the table with the town council. And the council has asked the firm to analyze each option further to help find a financial solution for the long-term viability of the transit system. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Tonight, the council will also hear a petition against apartment complexes offering free tanning bed use as an incentive to new tenants. The request comes from UNC School of Public Health junior Alana Zatani, whose major is nutrition.
I was talking with my mom about living situations and where I wanted to live, and when we were looking at the amenities for some of the apartments that I was looking into, they had free tanning beds offered as one of their amenities, most of the newer, nicer, more attractive ones for students. And my mom made the statement, that should be illegal, that they offer free tanning. To me, it's like giving away cigarettes for free if you, you know, live in our apartment.
Zatani said that she and her sister, who's now a medical student at Carolina, used to tan a lot as teenagers back home in Wahlberg, North Carolina. She said that when her sister later warned her of the dangers of developing skin cancer from tanning, she stopped. She said she'd like others of her generation to be aware of those dangers as well.
Melanoma can develop in young adults, but it can also develop with time and more sun exposure. So I think that when our generation gets to be 40, 50, 60, that we're going to have more instances because of how popular tanning has become.
Zatani said she'd like to see apartment complexes regulated as strictly as tanning salons when offering the same service. Tonight's meeting of the Chapel Hill Town Council will take place at 7 o'clock at Town Hall Council Chambers, located at 405 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. The North Carolina Center for Missing Persons has issued a silver alert for a missing man, Martin Alexander Glenn of Chapel Hill. Martin Alexander Glenn is a 39-year-old white male, 6'2", 195 pounds, with brown eyes and short brown hair, last seen wearing a gray jacket and dark blue jeans. He was last seen on Mount Carmel Church Road, just south of town. If you have any information about the whereabouts of Martin Alexander Glenn, call the Chapel Hill Police Department. The Hillsborough Board of Commissioners will revisit the subject of the historic Colonial Inn in a discussion that includes an offer from the UNC School of Government to study the cost of saving that crumbling landmark. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
We were working with Hillsborough a few months ago, helping them do a financial analysis for the redevelopment of the Bellevue Mill. And I think through that contact, we started talking about the Colonial Inn.
That's Christy Raleigh, Interim Associate Director for the Development Finance Initiative of the UNC School of Government, which helps local communities with economic development projects. Raleigh said the DFI is proposing a similar financial analysis for the redevelopment of the 176-year-old Colonial Inn for a proposed fee of $8,500. She said she'll be at the town barn when the offer is discussed at tonight's meeting of the Board of Commissioners, and it's likely that the building's owner, Francis Henry, will be there too. Henry unsuccessfully tried twice in 2014 to obtain permission to tear down the building if he so wishes. Bob Johnson, the co-creator of the nonprofit Colonial Inn Preservation Association, will certainly be there too.
Basically bringing to light that, yes, we formed our Colonial Inn Preservation Association, me, Krista, and many, many like-minded citizens of Hillsborough, with the intent of buying the Colonial Inn, partnering with the current owner of the Colonial Inn, or partnering with any other organization who might be interested in renovating the Colonial Inn.
Johnson said that he, co-founder Krista McKinnon, and the rest of the group want to save the inn from, quote, what looks like demolition by neglect right now. That statement points to Henry, the businessman and UNC sports benefactor who purchased the historic property in 2001 at auction. Since then, he's been locked in disputes with the town over the condition and the fate of the inn. Johnson told WCHL that he and McKinnon have spent a lot of time with Henry in recent months.
I've got to say, he's been portrayed as a bit of an ogre in the local press. He's really not. He may be a difficult person to do business with, but he's truly a nice guy and fun to hang around with.
In terms of being difficult to do business with, Johnson said that negotiations with Henry have so far been two steps forward, two steps back, or two steps sideways.
We know that his goals are the same as our goals. that is a renovated Colonial Inn, a nice show place, downtown Hillsborough, the anchor of the Hillsborough Historic District, some kind of event center or restaurant, a high-end destination restaurant, if you will. And so we're really trying to find ways where we can work together and achieve that dream.
Johnson's nonprofit group is only about a month old and has raised very little money. Johnson said that serious fundraising will be a priority after tonight's Board of Commissioners meeting. Lacking a full floor-to-ceiling assessment right now of what it would take to renovate the inn, Johnson said he figures his group needs to raise at least $3 million. He added that waivers of property taxes by Hillsborough and Orange County would make the Colonial Inn more attractive to potential investors. Tonight's 7 o'clock meeting of the Hillsborough Board of Commissioners takes place at the Town Barn, located at 101 East Orange Street. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 7:16. It is time now for Traffic and Weather Together. Our traffic report is brought to you by the Chapel Hill Harbor Chamber of Commerce. Now here's Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. And this rain out there is really causing some early morning problems on the roads this morning. So if you're going to be heading out any time in the near future, you may want to allow yourself some extra time for your commute. Northbound Fordham Boulevard already slow from before 15-501 if you're heading towards Manning Drive. 40 eastbound at 540. Can't see exactly what's going on, but there is some sort of incident causing some delays if you're heading towards the airport. Wreck also Highway 70 at Mineral Springs Road. A crash southbound Durham Freeway at Alexander Drive. Northbound is slow already from around Alexander Drive all the way into downtown Durham. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or safely tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Hasten to add that none of this is caused by ice or anything. It's just wet and slick.
It's wet. It's messy. It's one of those days that you're like, is it Monday and it's raining too?
Yeah.
Joy.
Well, 38 degrees right now.
Oh, that too. It's cold.
Safely above freezing, though. And we're not expected to go down to freezing
right
tonight either. So that's not bad. But everybody be careful out there.
Yeah, cold and wet and Monday.
Yeah.
Yay!
Exactly. I'm really excited, too. Chapel Hill Harbor Chamber of Commerce invites you to celebrate the successes of our local business community at the Chamber's annual meeting presented at the Europa Center Thursday, January 29th, 11 a.m. at the Sheraton Chapel Hill Hotel. Tickets are on sale now, $55 for members, $70 for non-members. Register online at carolinachamber.org/annual meeting. Now, WCHL's Chapel Hill Harbor weather presented this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. 38 degrees, rain, high today in the low 40s, so it's going to go up just a little bit. We will have a little bit of a breeze in the afternoon. Tonight we're looking at cloudy skies, widespread drizzle, chance of rain, near steady temperatures though in the upper 30s, about where it is right now. Now tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of rain or drizzle, high tomorrow in the middle 30s, that's it. Temperatures are going to stay in the 30s all night and then continue tomorrow. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a chance of freezing rain or a freezing drizzle, or rain and drizzle in the evening, then a chance of freezing rain or drizzle after midnight tomorrow night. Cold with lows down in the upper 20s. So things could be a little bit different tomorrow night, but between now and then, we should be okay. It's just going to be really wet out there. And again, drive with extra caution because it is so wet, and roads might get a little bit slick. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, where you can fuel up each morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee, cappuccino, and hot chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great at Cruisers. Good to go. 719 WCHL. The odorless, colorless gas radon is the second leading cause of deadly lung cancer in the United States. Too often, it's found in our homes, particularly older homes. January is National Radon Action Month. The North Carolina Radon Program has distributed about 7,000 free radon testing kits across North Carolina. Orange County only got about 30 of those. Here's Stacy Shelp, Public Information Officer for the Orange County Health Department.
They are available on a first-come, first-served basis. Anyone's eligible. There's no income requirement, et cetera. So people just have to either stop by the Environmental Health Department in Hillsborough starting on the 12th of January or give us a call.
These free radon testing kits are available through January 30th, starting today, available through the end of the month or while supplies last. 30 test kits aren't really a lot, obviously, but Shelp says there's no reason to panic.
The good news is Orange County is not particularly prone to radon. You typically find radon in places that geographically have high prevalence of granite-type bedrock, so the North Carolina mountains particularly would be more concerned.
Still, she added, radon is not found more often in any particular kind of structure, so we should all take precautions against it. Shelp said once the supply of free kits runs out, the North Carolina radon program will return to providing free kits for $535. Well, they're actually not free if they're charging $535. That's a savings of about $10. You can also buy a kit for about $15 at a big box home improvement store or just about at any small hardware store. The Orange County Environmental Health Department is located at 131 West Margaret Lane, Suite 100 in Hillsborough. If you'd like more information on radon and how you can lower your family's risk of lung cancer, you can go to the story on our website at chapelborough.com. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. First of all, let's talk a little basketball. In the midst of a brutal ACC schedule, Tar Heels got a big win over number 5 Louisville on Saturday. UNC coach Roy Williams says he never doubted his team would rally. Well, it was a tough game, but thanks to Marcus Page and everybody, really, it was a team effort, that comeback win. And it was a very good win. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more.
It was only the third ACC game of the season for UNC, but it felt like a must-win situation for the Tar Heels, who could ill afford to drop a second straight contest at home. Carolina, now 12-4 overall and 2-1 in the ACC, came out of halftime sluggish and fell behind in a hurry to Rick Pitino's talented bunch of Cardinals. And with Marcus Page forced to retreat into the locker room after an ankle injury, things certainly didn't look good, but Coach Williams, for one, always knew his team would have a chance in the end.
Turned it over, I think, 3 or 4 times in the first 5 minutes of the second half, and it didn't look good at that time. I told the guys I was always confident that we were going to come back. You just don't know if it's going to be enough, but I was really confident that we'd have a chance to win at the end, and we made some baskets.
Down the stretch, it was a complete team effort that pulled out the come-from-behind victory. But above all, the cleaner version of the Tar Heels showed up when it mattered most, taking care of the ball and cutting out the turnovers that had led to the Louisville scoring run.
You know, you just feel very fortunate. I think after the first TV time, or maybe after my timeout, I don't know, early in the second half, I think we only had one turnover the rest of the way, and I think that's crucial too.
Well, it was a big win for North Carolina, and the Tar Heels really should maybe have a turnaround after that. It was inspiring for everyone there. There was also a big upset that took place yesterday in ACC basketball. A lot of people talking about that this morning. Trevor Lacy scored 21 points. North Carolina State shot 55% yesterday in Raleigh, defeating number 2 Duke 87-75 on Sunday, knocking Duke out of the unbeaten ranks. Wolfpack now 12-5, 3-1 in the ACC. The Wolfpack ran off 7 straight scoring possession to build up a 19-point lead. That was Duke's biggest deficit all season by far, then did enough to turn away the Tar Heels' late comeback attempts. Again, that was 87-75 North Carolina State over Duke yesterday. A lot of people surprised by that win, but then again, you never know what's going to happen to the ACC. UNC women's basketball is back on a roll after a wake-up call prepared them for a win on Sunday. After a blowout loss to unranked Pittsburgh early in the week, number 8 North Carolina women's basketball team needed some redemption. They got it Sunday afternoon, winning 96-81 over Georgia Tech at Carmichael Arena to give head coach Sylvia Hatchell her 950th career win. Tar Heels are now 15-2 on the season, 2-1 in the ACC. With that loss, the Yellow Jackets are now 12-6, 2-2 in conference play. Carolina was led in scoring once again by sophomore standout Stephanie Mavunga and Alicia Gray. The duo combined for 35 of Carolina's points as well as 21 rebounds. The UNC is set to host a tough matchup against number 4 Notre Dame this Thursday night, 7 o'clock. Fighting Irish coming in also with a 15-2 mark. So you can bet that's going to be a tough game. Getting back to football for a moment now, the high heat and humidity of August until the snow and bone-chilling winds of January. This has been the longest major college football season ever. When Oregon tackles Ohio State in the inaugural college football playoff championship game tonight, both teams will be playing their 15th game of the season. Nobody has ever played more, not at the highest level of the sport. After years of having the bowl championship series title game deciding who's number one, this year an extra postseason round was tossed lost into the works because of the four-team tournament. It's like the Final Four. As a result, Ducks coach Mark Helfrich and the Buckeyes' Urban Meyer, guys who favor draining up-tempo attacks, have kept a close eye on their players for wear and tear. And this is going to be an interesting game tonight. Oregon versus Ohio State. Oregon, a team that really rolls up a lot of points. And Ohio State, a team that almost seems like a team of destiny. We'll see how it goes. That is tonight. In the NFL, the Indianapolis Colts went into Denver yesterday and knocked off the Broncos 24-13 in the AFC Divisional Playoffs as Andrew Luck completed 27 of his 43 passes for 265 yards and a couple of touchdowns. Luck's second scoring strike was a 15-yard toss to former Carolina player Hakeem Nicks, putting the Colts ahead 21-13 midway through the third quarter. Dan Heron finished with 95 total yards and scored the Colts' first touchdown on a 6-yard run early in the second quarter. Aaron Rodgers completed 24 of his 35 passes for 317 yards and 3 touchdowns. Green Bay Packers down Dallas 26-21 in the NFC Divisional Playoffs. Packers trailed 21-20 until Rodgers engineered an 80-yard drive that ended with his 13-yard touchdown pass to Richard Rodgers with 9:10 remaining. Cowboys came close to taking the lead in the next possession, but Tony Romo's pass to Dez Bryant near the goal line was ruled an incompletion following the replay, giving the ball back to the Packers on downs with 4 minutes left. A lot of people will be talking about that controversial call. In fact, there have been a lot of controversial calls during this NFL season. That is for sure. So that's what's happening in the NFL. They're down now to the championship game, not the championship game, but the Final Four. And then the championship game will be played on February 1st in the NFL. 726 WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz. Let's get back to round ball now with Art.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
If the Tar Heel freshmen keep improving, watch out. This is Art Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. No question that Carolina is getting better with the dramatic win over 5th-ranked Louisville Saturday. And after Duke's loss at NC State Sunday, the Tar Heels are right in the thick of the ACC race. Marcus Page made the big basket to beat the Cardinals, but this team is really devoid of superstars. That means everyone who gets significant minutes will have to contribute. And now that Roy Williams has settled on his top 10 players, the three freshmen are an important part of the mix. Justin Jackson has been a starter from day one and continues to put up steady numbers, averaging 9-plus points, and is third on the team in assists with 40 through 16 games. Theo Pinson and Joel Berry II have begun to earn more playing time, and both can really help the Heels if they remember they are playing college basketball now and are no longer dominating stars of high school teams. Pinson had a sensational stretch in Carolina's comeback against Notre Dame last Monday night, and Berry hit a big three-pointer to spark the rally against Louisville. But with a team that does not have scorers galore, all the players need to know where their green light shots are and when not to shoot. Pinson, for example, is a great athlete who can become a ferocious defender and a key cog in the Heels' running game. But defenses will keep giving Pinson open outside shots, and he must be disciplined on when to take them and when to give the ball up. Right now, Pinson has the lowest shooting percentage on the team from the field and Berry the lowest from three-point range. Berry has a better stroke, evidenced by the three he drained in the clutch Saturday. But he made a drive to the basket that might have gone in high school, but was swatted away by the big Louisville front line. That's a major difference with basketball at this level. If Page can fully regain his shooting touch, he and Jackson and J.P. Togedo out on the perimeter, and Bryce Johnson and Kennedy Meeks up front have the makings of the best starting lineup in the ACC. And with Nate Britt and Isaiah Hicks, who combined for 34 terrific minutes against the Cardinals, that's a 9-man rotation with lots of upside. Even Joel James is coming on to provide quality time as the Tar Heels' third postman. It's a good lineup right now that, if keeps getting better, can make a serious run at the ACC Championship. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Listen up, Carolina fans. Go for the slam dunk this season into Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Don't foul out attempting the never-ending home projects. Whether you're an experienced contractor or a novice do-it-yourselfer, get the jobs done right the first time with the guidance of our knowledgeable staff with decades of experience passed down from generation to generation. Get the local home court advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carver. Call us at 919-942-3153 or online at fitchlumber.com. Go Heels.
Meet the brokers at Weaver Street Realty. Bill Mullen and Don Bassnight are both native Chapel Hillians who have seen our town through a half century of change. Louise Barnum moves easily from muddy boots to city shoes in her pursuit to meet her clients' needs. Jay Parker is the broker in charge, having developed a loyal client base over 30 years. Gary Phillips and Clayton Nell are the oldest and youngest members of the team, combining experience and intelligence for a fresh perspective. And Crystal Fisher is the savvy specialist for first home buyers. Check them all out at Weaver Street Realty.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Glass Half Full. It is 38 degrees right now, raining. Our high today in the low 40s, light and variable winds later on in the day. But this rain is going to be pretty steady. Tonight, cloudy with a widespread drizzle and a chance of rain. Near steady temperatures, though, in the upper 30s. So shouldn't have to worry about freezing tonight. This morning, it is awfully wet out there. We don't have any ice to contend with, but things are wet. Roads are slick. Please be careful out there today. Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carborough. Online at glasshalffullcarborough.com. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM, WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
A million-plus people attended the rally in Paris to pay tribute to the terror attack victims. 40 world leaders were there, but there were no top-level representatives from the U.S. White House correspondent Bill Plant.
Planning for the rally began on Friday, we understand, and there were apparently no formal invitations. And the White House reaction was that the president's security would have significantly interfered with the crowd of million or more who were expected to attend. But the absence of any U.S. leader now has the White House on the defensive.
Those who work at the satirical newspaper Charlie Hebdo will put out an issue in a couple of days. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer.
The survivors on the staff have been working all weekend in an act of defiance. They say they're going to publish as normal this week. And it's not going to be a mournful magazine. It's going to be satirical and funny as usual. The print run will be huge. 1 million copies that are due to hit the stands on Wednesday.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
37 degrees now, 732 WCHL. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. Chapel Hill town leaders are having to get creative when they look at options to maintain our transit services that have been offered in town for many years. WCHL's Blake Hodge has a look at what may be in store.
Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt says that the town is faced with a very clear problem.
We need to come up with and develop a financial sustainability model for our transit system.
Now, the solution to that problem, however, may not be as cut and dry. At the last Chapel Hill Town Council meeting, a firm that had been hired by the town delivered the expected news that the state's second largest transit system, as it stands, is not sustainable in the long-term picture. That firm listed five options to bridge the gap from where the problem is to a solution: passing a tax to raise money for area transit, reducing services, charging a bus fare, choosing an option other than purchasing buses outright, and the bus system partners, the town of Chapel Hill, the town of Carborough, and UNC, all contributing more funding. Addressing these issues, Mayor Kleinschmidt says that charging a fare for buses may have a negative impact.
Fare-free buses don't work for every community, but it works really well here because of the unique partnership we have with the town of Carborough and the university, particularly the student body.
Kleinschmidt adds that charging a fare would reduce ridership, and that would eliminate the town's eligibility for certain grants. In terms of the partners in the transit system, the mayor says that UNC has already been forced to make tough decisions.
The university has already done some good work, and of course, it doesn't come without some tension. They've just started charging people to park in parking rides. They are making it even more challenging for their employees and guests to find parking, forcing them onto buses. So they're making those tough decisions. Now the town needs to do that as well.
Mayor Kleinschmidt says that the student body may decide to increase their transit fee that's built into tuition, a fee that the mayor says, to his knowledge, hasn't been voted on since it was originally approved in 2000. Kleinschmidt says that the town's tough decisions may involve reevaluating taxes.
Well, a couple years ago, we adjusted our transit tax rate. That may need to happen again.
But the mayor says that he has always been proud of the innovative paths that town leaders and residents have navigated to find a solution. And with the transit system, that path may be looking at new options for purchasing buses.
The question needs to be answered, do we need to own outright all of our buses? Maybe not. So there's lease options, and there are other options for owning automobiles. There are other options for owning any vehicle in a fleet. But we've not used them in the past. We've just purchased our buses outright.
All of the options that were suggested by the firm analyzing the system are still on the table with the town council, and the council has asked the firm to analyze each option further to help find a financial solution for the long-term viability of the transit system. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A couple of local nonprofit organizations are pitching a plan to the Carrboro Alderman to collaborate on building an arts and innovation center in downtown Carrboro, but not everybody is on board with that idea. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Carrboro Alderwoman Bethany Cheney says the idea of co-locating Kidzoo Children's Museum and the Arts Center is intriguing.
It's a great concept.
However, she has some concerns about the plan.
We potentially could be looking at a $4.5 million investment in this property, and that's a lot of money in a building that is essentially to be custom built for two organizations that haven't yet proven long-term sustainability. It's a big risk, so we need to hear from the public as to whether they think the potential benefits are worth that risk.
Here's how the deal might work. The Art Center owns its building in the middle of the 300 East Main development. The center is proposing a land swap with East Main Partners that would allow the Hampton Inn to build a second hotel on the site of the current art center. In return, the gravel lot at the corner of Main and Roberson would be donated to the town by East Main Partners. Carrboro would construct an $11 million facility to be leased to Kidzoo and the art center, with the town and the nonprofits splitting the cost. Phil Shostak is an architect, art center board member, and a leading proponent of the plan.
The project right now is proposed to be 50-50 public-private partnership, where our partnership would require the Art Center and Kidzoo and other partners to raise half the money before the project is started.
Shostak is also the developer of the Durham Performing Arts Center. He says the Arts and Innovation Center can do for Carrboro what the DPAC has done for downtown Durham. But Cheney notes Carrboro is a long way from the Bull City.
I think it's an entirely different scenario. Durham's a much larger municipality, and so that building can support a lot of different kinds of programming and at a higher price point than what this building could support.
Both Kidzoo and the Art Center are popular nonprofits looking to expand. Kidzoo has operated at a series of locations in Chapel Hill since opening in 2006. It's temporarily located at University Mall, where the museum expects to serve more than 100,000 visitors in the next year. Last year, more than 93,000 people participated in programs at the Art Center, but Shostak says the aging facility can't support the growth of the organization.
It's very hard for us to expand. You know, that building was originally done in 1987, and so we were meeting a demand then, and we didn't really have a lot of space to meet future demand. 25, 30 years later, we have a huge demand that we cannot meet, and so to go up in place will be almost impossible for us without shutting down the Art Center.
Both groups say the Arts and Innovation Center would be a great fit for Carrboro. Here's Kidzoo's Executive Director, Pam Wall.
What we would really like for the citizens of Carrboro to understand, there won't be one penny that comes out of their personal pocket to make this center happen. It will generate a good deal of economic development and money coming into the town of Carrboro, because the folks that visit this center will be going out to eat, and they will be shopping and purchasing gifts and things like that. So there's a good amount of economic development that this center will create.
Alderwoman Bethany Cheney worries the plan wraps up too many complicated issues into one package.
The proposal itself that we've been asked to consider bundles two really big decisions that need to be separated. And those decisions are whether there should be a second hotel in downtown Carrboro and whether the town should invest in a building that would accommodate Kidzoo and the Arts Center and potentially other nonprofit arts organizations.
That second hotel is a key part of the co-location plan, as it's envisioned to be the source of new revenues for the town.
It's really hard to separate the two if, in fact, we are looking at the taxes generated by the hotel to be one of the funding sources. We don't have to do that, but we can certainly make a case that if the Arts Center does not move, the hotel does not get built.
Shostak estimates it could bring in as much as $550,000 in taxes to Orange County each year, enough to cover the debt service the town would need to pay to finance construction. The question of whether Carrboro needs a second hotel is just one aspect Cheney would like to see fully explored when the concept comes up for a public hearing later this month.
What I do worry about is whether the business model that's being proposed is really the most appropriate one. Is it the most appropriate way to leverage public funding? And I think that's the big question.
All parties agree that the upcoming public hearing is merely the starting point for discussion.
So every project should be scrutinized. This is public money, and the town fathers really need to take a look at this and get the input from the public about this project. Certainly wouldn't even suggest doing it without that.
KidZoo and the Art Center will be hosting a series of public information sessions this week. Carrboro business owners are invited to a session on Tuesday from 5:30 to 7 at the Art Center. A session for the general public will be held the night after. All this leads up to a public hearing at 7:30 on January 20th before the Carrboro Board of Aldermen. You can read the full proposal, as well as Alderwoman Cheney's critique, by following a link at our website, chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
7:48 WCHL, pretty cool idea what they're talking about for Carrboro. You know, you always got to remember it's 1 degree cooler in Carrboro, so they have a lot of ideas over there.
Because it's 1 degree cooler?
That's exactly right.
Awesome.
For example, this morning it's 37 degrees in Chapel Hill now. Actually dipped down a couple of degrees from earlier. It's 37 degrees in Chapel Hill, 36 in Carrboro. So still safely above freezing. Shouldn't have to worry about that. But Nikki says a lot of traffic problems out there because of all the rain so far.
Yeah, absolutely. Real early, too, for a lot of these delays. So you may want to give yourself some extra time.
Yeah, exactly. Well, also, kids going out to the bus stop and everything, make sure they've got a hat on or a hood or something.
Umbrella?
Yeah.
That would be helpful.
It's really wet out there, and it's really cold, too.
My favorite combination.
Well, I know that you can get all the details on our weather and just about everything else. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant and chapelboro.com.
That's awesome.
And Nikki is here to tell you what's happening at our website today.
Well, Jeff Danner has an interesting article about electric cars that are not actually emissions free, which, you know, I guess he goes a little bit further in depth on it. And real interesting article, so check that out when you get a chance.
You can always count on Jeff Danner to do that.
Yeah.
He's a smart guy.
Yeah, real heady. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, that's what I really need on Monday mornings.
He's way past my level.
Yeah. Anyway, a new kind of play for UNC athletes.
You didn't have to agree with me. Come on.
Well, I thought I would. I thought, you know, somebody has to. Bradley Bethel has a article about UNC athletes, and they're, you know, a little bit distraught over the negative press that Carolina has been getting over the past couple of years. But
sure.
Now he did something really interesting. Dave Navlinsky, I'm sorry if I'm butchering his name. He's an assistant professor of dramatic arts at UNC. Mm-hmm. He wrote a play about it. So hopefully we get to see something interesting about that. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Friends and clients gathered at Franklin Square to celebrate the ribbon cutting and grand opening of Malvin Riggins and Company's newest offices at 1829 East Franklin Street. And Susan Murray was there, of course. She gets invited to everything.
Yeah.
She's always at everything. Wow, she does a lot of work.
Yeah.
And
she's nice to be around, too. She's a great photographer, but also a very nice person.
Very interesting to talk to.
Yeah.
Great photo gallery of the UNC Louisville game as well on Saturday, which was what an awesome ending of a game, man. That was so cool.
I'm so happy to see Marcus Page do that. That's, you know, he did that a lot last season.
Mm-hmm.
Really glad to see him have that moment on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I hope that's kind of a turning point for the team, you know.
Well, it's certainly an inspiration. That was really a great ending of the game. When that happens.
Really good basketball team we beat, I'll say that much.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's good to have Louisville in the ACC. I really like them being in the ACC.
They're a great team to watch.
Yeah, they are. And they're a really good football team as well. So
great team to beat, too.
Yeah, and speaking of great team to beat, North Carolina State got a big upset win yesterday over Duke.
Oh, that's so sad.
I know you're upset about that.
Very. It's a tear. It's a tear.
But kudos to the Wolfpack.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And it just goes to show that anybody can be beaten anytime. You never know. Can't predict it.
Very true. Somebody has to do it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Dirty job. Yeah. Was that it?
Gee, do you want more?
All right. Well,
that was a lot.
I guess that'll have to do.
Okay. Thanks.
Go to chapelbrewer.com. And don't forget that at 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL, now with instantly live streaming on an app for that. I know you have the app on your phone.
I always do, yeah.
Yeah, and me too. I keep it there every day. Always do.
Yeah, always.
744 WCHL, Ellie Kinnaird has today's commentary. She says a lot of local Democrats kind of lost faith in President Barack Obama for a while, and they were disappointed in and some of the things that he's done. But now that faith has been restored, according to Ellie, and she's tipping her hat to what he did in relation to Cuba not too long ago.
Mm.
That is on the way next.
Chapel Hill, the southern part of heaven. Our town has so many wonderful reasons to love living here, and one of my favorites is right down the little hill on Rosemary Street, Bredman's Restaurant. Bredman's is a Chapel Hill tradition that always has something for everyone. Where else can you get breakfast, lunch, or dinner any time of day? From Belgian waffles to the best burgers in town, or catering for your next event, Bredman's Restaurant is sure to please. Bredman's Restaurant, since 1974, a Chapel Hill tradition.
For the best burgers and fries in town and where kids eat free on Sundays, head to Buns in Chapel Hill. Right in the heart of downtown, on Columbia Street between Franklin and Rosemary, Buns sells amazing burgers every day for a taste and a price the whole family will love. And remember, on Sundays, you can purchase one adult combo and receive one free kids' meal. So when you're craving burgers, take the family to Buns. It's burger perfection.
Hi, I'm Don Bassnight with Weaver Street Realty. If you've been renting for a while but want a place to call your own, give us a call. With interest rates still low, it really is a great time to buy. We'll connect you with good lenders so you understand your choices. Whether you want the bus line, a bike path, or a bush hog trail, our seasoned brokers can help you make a sound decision. Weaver Street Realty in downtown Carrboro for over 30 years, locally owned since day one.
746 WCHL traffic and weather coming up in just a moment here.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is L.A. Kinnaird. Hurrah for President Obama's Cuba policy. He can now take the Nobel Peace Prize back that many of us took away mentally when he backed the surge in Iraq. While we later applauded him for going in the right direction when he declined to continue the perpetual war that America has carried out for its entire history, we worried he would give in to the hawks. To some of us, Obama was a disappointment. Even as we loved his rhetoric, many of us felt he should have put more time in grade before he jumped for the presidency, and that proved to be the case. His vision of being a unifier, to be a negotiator, failed because he was not seasoned. He wasn't the fighter of Lyndon Johnson or had a stiff backbone like Harry Truman. He gave up too much over and over. Instead, he was a compromiser, and not even good at that, starting with his lowest bid and often giving away the farm as a result. But now he has found himself, and we are behind him. Besides normalizing relations with Cuba, being common sense and logical, every business person and farmer knows they have been deprived of markets. Those in the arts and sports know this artificial barrier has denied both Cuba and the United States of exchanges that enrich the lives of both. While the politicians are exploiting the residual animosity toward Cuba of the older generation, younger Cuban Americans know this makes sense. So stay the course, Mr. Obama. We're behind you, and you can put the Nobel Peace Prize back on the wall. This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thousands of people around the country are switching from smoking to vaping. This is the Vapor Girl telling you that I turned a lifetime of chain smoking into vaping. Our customers find vaping is cleaner, healthier, and they love our hundreds of flavors that we create right here in Chapel Hill from homegrown tobacco. The Vapor Girl has everything you need to make the switch yourself. No more cigarette smell, no more cigarette butts. Visit one of the Vapor Girl retail locations in Chapel Hill, Durham, and Pittsburgh, each with a vapor bar for sampling. For more information, go to thevaporgirl.com.
Are you a physician assistant in the area who is looking to join an academy of peers? If so, let the North Carolina Academy of Physician Assistants work for you. Not only does being a part of the NCAPA connect you to fellow PAs in North Carolina, it also provides opportunities to have a voice on legislation that impacts your right to practice medicine. The Academy offers multiple occasions to meet peers and holds two annual CME conferences. Let the NCAPA help you so you can continue helping others. Visit ncapa.org today.
749 at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. Once again, here is Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. Wet roadways out there and a lot of slowdowns. So allow yourself some extra time for your commute this morning. Northbound Fordham Boulevard slow from before 15-501 if you're heading towards Manning Drive. 40 eastbound also delayed. 55 through the airport exits. We got a wreck on Highway 70 at Mineral Springs Road that's being cleared and causing delays in both directions there. Northbound Durham Freeway, you can expect slow segments starting around I-40 and all the way into downtown Durham. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Thanks so much. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is where you can savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Now turning to your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you this morning by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. It is wet out there. We have steady rain coming down. Have you walked outside lately since you came to work?
Absolutely not.
Me either. But it's still coming down. I can see it through the window. It's 38 degrees right now in Chapel Hill, 37 in Carborough, 38 degrees in Hillsborough as well this morning. And it's not going to get down to freezing, so we have to worry about any of this kind of stuff turning into ice. So, actually, it's just going to be wet all day. High today in the low 40s. We'll be a little bit breezy later on in the day. Widespread drizzle pretty much all day. Light rain mostly. Near steady temperatures in the upper 30s. Actually, we might have, it might get up to about 40 degrees today. Our forecast says, I'll tell you the truth. Our forecast says high today in the low 40s, and then it says near steady temperatures in the upper 30s. That makes no sense at all.
No, it doesn't.
I think that's actually applying to tonight.
Yeah.
And our temperatures should remain above freezing tonight. Tomorrow, we're looking at cloudy skies with a chance of rain or drizzle. High tomorrow in the middle 30s. It'll drop down a couple of degrees in the morning first thing, as it normally does, and then pretty much stay there all day. Tomorrow night is when we got to worry about freezing stuff, with a low tomorrow night in the upper 20s. So everybody just hang in there. Everything should be all right. And let me just tell you that Cruisers is where you can fuel up every morning with Cruisers Fresh Brew Beans Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. At least you can warm up on your way to work. Make it every day. Make it your way. A guarantee to taste great. At Cruisers, good to go. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Pond, Wayne Pond with the word, the word of the day. For those of you who speak English, Wayne Pond with the word of the day.
What is this, Groundhog Day?
Oh, it seems like it.
Every day.
Nikki's been saying that for a week. It's like Groundhog Day.
I really wish it would be February 3rd.
It's not too far off. How's it going this morning, Doctor? What's going on?
Is he still there?
Wayne? Oh, we lost him for some reason.
That's weird. This is the first time this has happened. Oh, look, he's calling back. Isn't that
great? That's really strange. Yeah, Wayne, is that you?
You don't love me anymore, Rob.
What happened, man?
Well, Verizon strikes again. What can I tell you?
Well, I'm glad we got you back. So while you're on the line, why don't you go ahead and give us a word?
All right. I got a peach for you this morning here. The word of the day, Ron, here's a word. Moves in a couple of different directions by way of spelling, orthography, as well as by definition. Let's just do one of them. The word of the day is ween, W-E-E-N. Sounds like the call letters of a bad radio station, doesn't it?
It could be.
It probably
is. W-E-E-N, ween. Now, let's not confuse that with W-E-A-N. That's another word,
another day.
Another day, another set of circumstances altogether. This one, W-E-E-N, is a transitive verb. It's all about thinking, supposing, or believing. It gives us words like wish and win, and you've heard of overweening. Well, that's sort of the long way of saying overthinking or overanalyzing something. So I thought you'd enjoy this as a small linguistic etymological morsel on a Monday morning. Ween, W-E-E-N, again, transitive verb, to think, to suppose, to believe. You find this used in a lot of poetry. People will, I don't know, I suppose it would turn up in books like The Hobbit. Weaning, I ween.
That's why I didn't know the word.
Well, listen, you spent many years devoted to those books. Don't tell me that. I know fact.
I used to know of a, you said it sounded like a bad radio station. I used to know of a radio station, I was in Rocky Mount many years ago, back before I came here. There's a radio station there, W-E-E-D, weed.
W-E-E-D, yeah, well, that one belongs in Marin County, doesn't it?
Well.
Or maybe now at Rocky Mountain High or Oregon or, you know, one of those places.
Well, actually, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, those were the good old days when words were words and definitions were definitions and there were the et cetera, et cetera. So,
well, hey.
All right, guys. Listen, have a pleasant Monday. It's going to be sort of soggy, but stick with it. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Yeah, I hope so. And listen, we will look forward to talking to you again tomorrow morning.
Adios, amigos.
All right. Wayne Pond with a word of the day, IWCHL. Brought to you this morning, as usual, by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
I have no idea.
Sometime next hour, you will have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it. If you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. 756 WCHL with a clean joke of the day. Ladies and gentlemen, here she is, Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. After she woke up, a woman told her husband, "I just had a dream that you gave me the most beautiful diamond necklace. What do you think it means?" "You'll know tonight," he said with a smile.
Wow.
The woman could hardly think of anything else all day, and she couldn't wait for her husband to return home. That evening, the man finally came home with a small package and gave it to his wife. Delighted, she opened it excitedly to find a book entitled The Meaning of Dreams.
Oh, boy, was he in trouble.
Oh.
Terrible.
The joke or the book?
Does that ever happen to you?
All the time. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
This is Dr. Adam Goldstein with Your Health Radio and the University of North Carolina Department of Family Medicine. Do you need help to understand health insurance on the marketplace? Join us at a free event on Saturday, January 17th, 10 o'clock to 3 p.m. at the University of North Carolina Family Medicine Center, 590 Manning Drive in Chapel Hill, where you can discuss your questions with a counselor. Call 919-545-3440 for details. The number again is 919-545-3440.
The job market can be tough. It's time to show the business world that you're tougher. Durham Tech can help you build your resume with skills designed for the global economy. You'll learn what works in areas from healthcare, computer science, and foreign languages to biotechnology, construction, and real estate. Classes are taught throughout Durham and Orange counties, many in the evenings and on weekends. Visit durhamtech.edu to learn more and get ready to do great things.
There are many reasons people sell gold and silver to Jewel Recycle in University Mall. Inheritance of unwanted jewelry and flatware, gifts from the ex, downsizing, or just for a little extra cash. But did you know the manufacturer of an average gold ring creates more than 20 tons of mining waste? Selling unused jewelry is the green thing to do. Jewel Recycle in University Mall is the Triangle's top gold buyer. Visit them for a no-obligation, generous offer. Also on the web at jewelrecycle.com.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL's Chapel Hill cover weather brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. 38 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Rain all day. High today in the low 40s. It's going to be a little breezy later on in the day. Really wet out there right now. Tonight, cloudy with widespread drizzle. Chance of rain continuing near steady. Temperatures, though, in the upper 30s overnight, so won't freeze. Then tomorrow, we're looking at cloudy skies. Chance of rain or drizzle. High tomorrow in the middle 30s. Might get some ice tomorrow night. Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. One of just three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. It's a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. It's 8 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's News.